Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In Springfield today, officials with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency say the state is halfway to a complete accounting of the damage caused by the tornadoes that struck central and western Massachusetts last week. If the final tally surpasses $8.3 million, that's in damage to public property, the state qualifies for federal aid.
Initial estimates suggest the bill will be well above that threshold. Joining us now to talk about this from member station WFCR's Springfield studios is reporter Ann Mostu. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So give us a sense of what officials there had to say about the extent of the tornado damage last week.
State officials say that more than 5,000 homeowners in Massachusetts have filed insurance claims. They total $90 million. It's the largest figure for any natural disaster in state history, they said. Those numbers are expected to grow as data continues to come in from insurance carriers, and the figure does not include damage to public property, businesses, or to cars.
So $90 million and still counting, and it sounds like a lot, a long way to go still. And give us a sense of how the cleanup is going out there. What do you see?
Well, most streets have been cleared, and homeowners and tree removers are doing the best they can alongside police, the Red Cross, and the Salvation Army. If people cannot stay in their homes, they're generally staying with friends and family, but there are still about 200 people in shelters. The south end of Springfield is still closed off for pedestrians and cars because of structural damage and concerns about air quality. Mayor Dominic Sarno says there's been evidence of fly-by-night contractors coming in to take advantage of homeowners who are desperate for help with repairs. Here's what he said.
There are unscrupulous, despicable individuals out there that will look to prey on people who have been traumatized right now, playing on their fears, playing on their emotions. If you give me this money, I'll take care of it.
Now, most neighborhoods are on alert for those kinds of folks, but I did speak to one homeowner who said a man was going door to door on her street selling tarps for $1,500 a pop to cover roofs. Luckily, she knew that that was price gouging and asked him to leave.
Definitely a case there of buyer beware. Many thanks, Ann Mostu, reporter with WFCR. She's reporting from Springfield. Thanks, Ann.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, one of the town's hardest hit in the storm last week was a little west of Springfield, and that is the small town of Munson. Joining us now to check in on recovery efforts there is Kathleen Norbutt. She's the Director of Emergency Management in Munson. Kathleen, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, good afternoon. Beautiful day here in Munson. And just a point of clarification, we are east of Springfield.
East of Springfield.
And we are a lovely bedroom community, about 85 residents in a large geographic, hilly region. Ourselves are difficult, so communication has been an enormous challenge. It's great that we're able to speak with you.
Yeah, Kathleen, first of all, my apologies for getting the points of my compass completely flipped backwards. My profound apologies there. And also, as you were saying, cell service is still very spotty out where you are, so we'll do our best to see if we can hear what you have to say. But let me first ask you, Kathleen, how many buildings total were damaged in Munson?
Well, we are still tallying our numbers, and our assessments are showing that in one of the regions that's impacted, which is our downtown center, where our town offices are located, our government itself is a victim of the tornado of the beast, as that building was destroyed where our central EOC is, similar to, not on the same scale, it's similar to September 11th, where the EOC was located in the World Trade Center. So the complications that we have on top of the numbers of residences and buildings impacted, we're looking at about 27% only being habitable at the time.
So 27% of the town or 27% of the downtown area of Munson?
The downtown area.
Okay, and so that's why, if I understand what you're saying correctly, town government in particular was hit very hard. So where, and the EOC being the Emergency Operations Center, I guess, where is town government then operating from? How are you getting the business of Munson done?
Well, I have to say, you know, our local people, our employees, first responders, and those in our neighboring communities have been absolutely outstanding. We have moved the Emergency Operations Center, which is dubbed the EOC, to our fire station, and we are in process of moving the entire town office. If folks think about that, all of the services that happen in a municipality, the technology, the data, the files, the information, moving those services to one of our schools that had been partial in use. So we're in that moving system that's open today.
Kathleen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your cell phone is really kind of going up and down, so I'm going to hazard one more question here. How much do you think that Munson needs?
I can move.
Give it your best shot, but if you can't, don't worry about it, because we're very grateful that you're able to join us anyway, given the amount of devastation that's happened out there. But do you have a sense, does town government have a sense yet in terms of the dollar figure of the damage and what kind of aid Munson will need to fully recover?
That's still a work in progress, and it would be preliminary for me to propose those numbers. I hope in maybe 24 hours that's something that we can have a better grasp on and wrap our numbers around that. Of course, that is MEMA and FEMA doing assessments. They are out in our community now talking to residents, looking at absolutely destroyed properties. You know, it's at a situation that you can't even tell whether or not there was a home.
Mm.
And we're looking to see, is there indicators of a driveway?
Wow.
Because there's so much debris. The town did contract to have vegetative debris removed when that's brought to the curbside, which is a huge service that we're providing for those residents that are impacted. As I said, our school did open today. We have our high school graduation tomorrow night, and that will go on, and we will certainly recover. Our building department is open. People are coming in for permits and getting information. We've set up an information resource center at our Hillside School on Thompson Street for people to get connected with those wonderful people who are offering services, offering supplies, equipment, and for those who need them.
Kathleen Norbutt, Director of Emergency Management for the Town of Munson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, let's stay in touch, because we really need a lot of support for a long time to come. Thank you.
Radio Boston, at the very least, will not forget you, Kathleen. Thank you so much.
And there's more ahead coming up in just a moment with the E. coli outbreak in Germany. Renewed questions and concerns about our own local food supply. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.